and are feeling cross and grumpy, it could do worse than just watching the slow ritualistic process of the court being swept, just to bring himself back into the moment.
Well, I mentioned that Cerúndolo is attempting to reach a Grand Slam quarterfinal for the first time and beat a world number one for the first time. You have to go back fair way for the last Argentinian to beat a world number one here, as Djokovic blocks his return, first point of the third set long. The last time an Argentinian did it anywhere was at the US Open in 2018 when Juan Martín Del Potro beat Rafael Nadal. The last time it happened here was in 2002, so 22 years ago. Miss hit off the frame from Djokovic. That's going to land in the crowd. Oh, no, I was going to say well caught by somebody in a straw hat, but they fumbled it. 2002, it was Kanyas who beat Leighton Hewitt in the fourth round. Sun just starting to come out again. Got a query about a call. The umpire checks that that first serve from Cerúndolo was long, as suggested by the line judge. So 30 love. Djokovic comes in to attack the second serve, clips the top of the tape, and again gets lucky with that tape as the speed of the ball is killed. That was almost a bit of a sort of sneak attack by Djokovic. Remember that time when Federer developed that habit of, what was it called, the sneak attack by Federer? It had a little anachronism, didn't it? That's what Djokovic did there. Backhand reply now to a really slow serve. It's only 141 kilometres an hour. Backhand to backhand from the two players. Djokovic now drives it down the line. The forehand cross court from Cerúndolo. Same shot from Djokovic. Back down the line from Cerúndolo. High ball to the backhand side for Cerúndolo. Djokovic is going to come in and attack that with the off forehand. It's dug back into play by Cerúndolo. Djokovic changes the angle, goes down the line. Forehand cross court from Cerúndolo. Blocked back into play by Djokovic. The off forehand from Cerúndolo. Djokovic is there, and then, oh, Cerúndolo having done so much good work. Knifes a backhand volley into the net.
That was poor from Cerúndolo. As you said, he did so well at keeping Djokovic back, keeping those ground strokes nice and deep, not allowing Djokovic to take the initiative. And then when he had the relatively easy put away, he was in position, almost had too much time, trying to do too much with a relatively simple volley.
Mira Andreeva is showing terrific resilience on court, Suzanne Longlen. You may recall she saved a couple of set points and then hit back to win the first set 7-5. She went to break up in the second, was broken back, but she's broken again. And Grisheva is now serving at 2-4, 30-all. 30-all here, first game of the third set, one set all between Novak Djokovic and Francisco Cerúndolo, who guides a forehand winner down the line. Caught the line. Novak just kicking a little bit of clay from in front of him, behind his baseline. Might have to put his cap back on in a moment because the sun's out in force again. Cerúndolo puts his first serve into the net. Tightly strung these nets, the balls really can fly away. His second serve to the Djokovic forehand. It was an off return. Djokovic had come in to take that return as quickly as possible. Now it's a forehand to forehand exchange. Angle from Djokovic, clips the top of the tape from Cerúndolo, goes wide. Just a spot of concern here for the Argentinian. Having got that second set, of course, the last thing he can afford to do now is be broken at the start of the third. But deuce. One bounce, two bounces, three, four. Looks up. Serves to the backhand, and a stretching Djokovic can't control the return.
Well, again, Cerúndolo just trying to take care of business on his serve. Really important, having leveled the match, to try and maintain that positive momentum, keep Djokovic at bay, because we know how resilient Djokovic is. Injured or not injured, he will come back at you. You know that. he is one of the greatest competitors we've ever seen in sport, never mind just tennis.
Cirundolo serving to his backhand. Deep return from Djokovic, who now plays the backhand drop shot. Cirundolo's going to get there, and he gets lucky again with the net cord. And he holds. That net cord's having quite a match so far. The other thing I'd also say, Eleanor, we are already 2 hours and 4 minutes into this contest. We're only at the start of the third set. Djokovic played a 4.5-hour match in the last round. I mean, the way things are going here, this could easily go 4 hours. And even if he does get through, you've got to start wondering, even a great fighter like Novak Djokovic, will he have enough resilience to get through a quarterfinal, a semi-final and a final as well?
And as fit as he is, he's 37 years old. As we've been saying, he hasn't played as much tennis going into Roland Garros as he might have done in years gone by. He's had some very odd, very spotty results as Djokovic, and there were all these talking points around him going in, and nothing that's happened in the last match or this match is necessarily going to put them to bed.
We're going to move away very quickly from Philippe Chatrier, because Mira Andreeva is 2 points away from a place in the quarterfinals against Varvara Krejcova. It's 5-2, 30 love. But this match has had a few surprises, quite a few twists as well. Krejcova's just had a rasping forehand winner. So, can she pull something out of the fire right at the death here? A packed court, Suzanne Longlen. Andreeva serves to the backhand, clips the top of the tape. 17 years of age, of course, making just her second appearance at Roland Garros. Up against the sole surviving French player in the singles draw. That was a really strong return. Now a deep ball for Krejcova to deal with. Lots of loft on the forehand side from Andreeva, who flicks one across court. And now she's got a forehand to go back behind Krejcova, who had to steady herself, but she's kept the point going. She's on the backhand, cross court to the backhand of Andreeva, who went down the line. Now clubs a forehand down the middle of the court. Krejcova across court on her backhand. High ball from Andreeva. Driven forehand, clips the tape and goes wide from Krejcova.
Well, not quite silence when Andreeva wins a point, but not the sort of noise that we were hearing earlier on in this match when Krejcova was ahead, and you could hear it across the concourse from Court Suzanne Longlong.
Well, it's two match points for Mira Andreeva. She serves to the forehand, right into the corner that serve, but actually just past it. So a second serve to the backhand of Krejcova, and the backhand into the net with a plus one from Mira Andreeva. So one match point is saved. French crowd still believes. Krejcova bounces up and down. She's got the white visor on. Blue outfit for Andreeva. Blue visor serving long.
I had this argument with Simon. This is an unimportant issue at this stage, but it's grey.
Come back to you on that. Forehand down the middle of the court from Andreeva. And then the forehand just catches the line for Krejcova. She's still alive, and she plays another forehand cross court, which must have touched the line. Andreeva continues. Backhand across court from her with lots of slice. The backhand from Krejcova, who twice has caught the outside of the line here, facing a match point. Deep ball from Andreeva must have caught the line. Now the drop shot, Krejcova's going to get there. She plays the forehand cross court. She leaves the court open, and Andreeva puts the ball away, throws her racket down in delight. A huge smile on the face of the 17-year-old. She is through to the quarterfinals of Roland Garros, and she's knocked out the last French player in the process.
Such an impressive young woman, Mira Andreeva, just turning and waving to the crowd. And there was a really nice moment between the two, actually, a really warm embrace. And Krejcova's had a fantastic tournament and a wonderful experience here. What for her is her first experience of playing at a home Grand Slam. She became a naturalised French citizen having lived in this country for more than 5 years last year. So this is the first experience she's had of having that crowd behind her. And she really made the most of it through the course of the first week. But Andreeva, well, we've been talking for a while about the big things that are to come from Andreeva. We saw signs last year, and those signs are getting ever stronger.
Well, Marion Bartoli is courtside wearing a colour of her outfit in a moment. You're not missing anything significant on Chatrier. Djokovic is serving at love one. So while he does that, while they're actually now waiting.
Mira,
oh, here we go.
What a moment in your very young career. You're only 17 years old. And for the first time ever, you're reaching your first quarterfinal of a Grand Slam, and it's here in Paris. What an achievement. First of all, huge congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Of course, it feels amazing. It's always tough to play against a friend.
Mesdames et messieurs, on va profiter d'applaudir et raccompagner la Française Varvara Gracheva. Merci.
Just a little bit of a delay in the interview because Varvara Gracheva is still signing balls, signing anything that's thrust in her general direction, which is great to see from her, having just lost a big match. But of course, she is the local hero. Novak Djokovic, meanwhile, has been broken at the start of set number three. So I think it doesn't look as if they're going to restart that interview with Andreeva for some time. So I'm sure that Stefan will clip up the best bits of what the 17-year-old has to say. Back here, what happened in that last service game, Eleanor?
Well, Novak Djokovic just faltered at that final moment, and Cirundolo has picked up where he's left off, really, keeping the ball deep, moving Novak Djokovic around, and the out-of-sorts world number one, well, the hole that he finds himself in has just got a little bit bigger.
He's got the first point of this third game as Cirundolo goes long. And how's your Spanish?
About as good as my Serbian and my Italian, which Novak Djokovic does seem to alternate with when he's frustrated.
He's an amazing linguist, and he's trying to go across court with a short angled forehand with Cirundolo coming in. Can't quite do that. So 15 all. Andreeva through to play Aryna Sabalenka in the quarterfinals. Rybakina earlier victorious, and she'll now play Jasmine Paolini. That's the bottom half of the draw. Of course, top half, we've got Iga Swiatek against Marketa Vondrousova tomorrow.
Battle of the Grand Slam champions.
Absolutely, that should be fun. Returns long from Djokovic, and Coco Gauff playing Ons Jabeur.
Yeah, worth remembering about Vondrousova as well is that she was runner-up here, as we were chatting about this off-air, weren't we? She was runner-up here in 2019. This was the slam that she was expected to win when she was an incredibly promising junior.
It's a good serve, good first serve that Djokovic managed to just about get back into play on the stretch, but he was under the cosh throughout the subsequent exchange. And the forehand wins it for Cirundolo. And having got the break, he goes to 40-15. Djokovic displaying less emotion at the moment as things threaten to get out of hand for him in this third set. Cirundolo misses as he goes down the middle. Q3, two ball boys and one ball girl all wanting to get in on the action. Ultra keen. Second serve, backhand return from Djokovic, who's going to come in and makes a mess. If that's not too harsh a description of a little forehand drop volley that he was attempting. It came at him pretty quickly, to be fair. And then he very quickly goes back to his chair, starts shaking his leg, putting his towel around his head again. But obviously, for all Novak Djokovic fans, Eleanor, growing concern that their man might just be heading out of Roland Garros.
Well, certainly concern. I mean, we should remember as well that Novak Djokovic is incredibly resilient. He's been in this position many, many times. It is just one set all and one break of serve in this third set. And sometimes when he has these outbursts of emotion, he then, once he's calmed himself down, tends to play better. So we don't know what's going on with him physically. He's just sent, I think, an energy drink back up to be refilled, which has gone from Djokovic to ball boy, to ball boy to Wayne McEwen, Wayne McEwen to his team. So he's starting to try and find different ways to solve the problem. I still feel like this is really about Djokovic. I don't feel as though Cirundolo, as talented as he is and as capable and experienced as he is, I don't feel as though he's played a lights out tennis. We're not talking about a player who feeds on inspiration and is playing out of his mind. He's playing well. Djokovic is just putting in a very puzzling and perplexing performance, and as we said, it may be that he is still suffering from this knee problem. If you just switched on, just woken up perhaps, wherever you are in the world, Novak Djokovic, having romped through the first set, then started to clearly feel some kind of discomfort with his knee, had a lot of treatment on the right knee, and ever since then has really struggled to regain momentum.
And there is another uncharacteristic error with a forehand volley at the net to give the first point of the fourth game to Francisco Cirundolo. Are Australians waking up about now? I don't know, you had them getting up at 2:30 in the morning a couple of days ago.
They could roll over in bed, see this scoreline, and then they'll be awake.
Yeah, for sure. It's love 3, love 15, one set all. Djokovic goes across court with a forehand, sliding forehand deep from Cirundolo. Now he's playing the backhand side of the world number one, who goes down the middle of the court, runs round, plays the forehand drop shot. That's a good one. Cirundolo gets to it. Up goes the drop volley from Djokovic. Back goes Cirundolo. He plays the tweener. It's over Djokovic's head, but it's also beyond his baseline.
And Cirundolo just a bit cross with himself. And the tweener always looks great and always gets a big round of applause and people love it. It's such a low percentage shot. You do often think if you actually just ran round and hit it in a less complicated way, you'd probably have a higher chance of winning the point.
15-all. Djokovic has put his cap back on because the sun seems to be out to stay for a while at least, although shadows are starting just to cross. Chatrier, the umpire's chair, is now in the shade. And, well, I don't know how gradual it'll be, but the shade will continue to encroach the court as this third set develops. Second serve for Djokovic. Skidded off the service line, backhand into the backhand corner of Cirundolo. I do not believe it, for I think the third or maybe the fourth time, he's got a very lucky break with a net cord.
Yes, Cirundolo does seem to be in the credit column when it comes to net cords so far in this match. And I think Novak Djokovic already feels like the world's against him.
John from Wolverhampton's been in touch. He wants to know whether this is just a classic ploy from Djokovic. I have seen it over the years. You never quite know what's going on. But there does certainly seem to be something wrong. He's stretched for a forehand volley, having come in behind the serve, and he looks to be limping again. He's won that point. The forehand volley was good enough to win the point, but he doesn't look right.
He doesn't look right, and I think it's worth remembering with injuries sometimes in the course of a tennis match that they can come and go. You know, your body warms up, the joint, if there's an issue in a joint, it can get more mobile. He's had some treatment that will have improved things. He may have been given a painkiller. I didn't notice if he took any pills during that injury timeout, but you know, all of those things, the word ploy, I think, is quite accusatory.
Yes.
And actually, I think it's sometimes with any player, it's actually that the injury can, you know, you can run off certain conditions. you can take things that make it feel better.
John from Wolverhampton, consider your knuckles wrapped by Lady Eleanor for that suggestion. Backhand to backhand, and Djokovic stumbling backwards and netting the ball. And Cirundolo has an opportunity now to go 4-love up in this set. A couple of people were asking us a little earlier whether Novak would pull out of the match. I still don't think he will, but...
he could still win this match. He could... you know, this set may be, if Cirundolo breaks here, it may have gone.
Trying to put some pep into that first serve down the middle, 196 kilometres an hour, but it was just a fraction long.
But this is Novak Djokovic. He's a fighter. He's resilient. He's a champion.
Second serve, he's going to serve and volley again. He doesn't need to, as he came in. Cirundolo was perhaps distracted, netted his return, and he's gesticulating again at his box, which has been a recurring theme in this match.
We're just getting a little translation from Stefan.
Somebody's telephone went off during that point, and the umpire was just saying, put your phones on silent, please. Deuce, love three, world number one, in a hole on Chatrier, trying to dig himself out of it. That'll help. Forehand returns miles wide from Cirundolo. Hello to Rick, first time he's listened to us. It's his first time in years that I've had total access to the French Open, radio, well, we call it Roland Garros, French Open, as I don't have a TV. Well, Ricky, that is Ricky. I mean, we've been here for years. We've been looking for you.
Gigi was saying more than 15 years. She doesn't look old enough, does she?
No. Well, actually, she does after that late finish yesterday. Forehand cross court. She went, thank me for saying that. Forehand cross court's long.
You're in so much trouble. Laura Beckham on Twitter has said, Sabre, sneak attack by Roger.
That's it. How can I have forgotten that? Thank you, Laura. Deuce. If he goes a double breakdown in this set, then surely that'll be curtains.
Famous last words.
I mean just curtains in this set. I don't mean in the match. Forehand return into the net from Cirundolo. He's talking about the shadow creeping across the court. It comes over very quickly, doesn't it?
It really does. It's already engulfed the tram line right in front of the umpire's chair. Stretching now midway across the service boxes as it moves from left to right as we see it.
Djokovic to the forehand. He's got a game point here. Forehand to forehand. The off forehand from Cirundolo. That was good. It had a bit of extra pep. And it forces Djokovic into an error on his backhand wing. So deuce again. And the crowd just a little subdued. I think they can't quite work out what is going on in front of them.
I think they're in the same position we are. Is they're looking at Djokovic, they're watching, is he limping, what's going on, he's had treatment, is he hurt?
He's coming into serve and volley again, and that's a lovely, lovely little backhand volley touch, stretching forward, acute angle. Cirundolo came racing in, tried to get to it, but that S&V tactic has worked very well in the main for Djokovic.
Well, particularly because his volleys are so good. That was wonderful, wasn't it? And Cirundolo was trying to get there, and the ball was just, every time Cirundolo came a bit nearer, the ball moved further away.
Game point. Djokovic to the forehand. Stretch return deep from Cirundolo, who's slicing on his backhand now. The double hander from Djokovic is into the net.
Very, very patchy performance from a tennis perspective, irrespective of what's going on with him physically. And of course, those two things are not unconnected. But some uncharacteristic errors from Djokovic, muddled in with some great play.
So deuce again, served down the middle. High return is long from Cirundolo. He gives a sarcastic thumbs up to his box after that, a la Andy Murray. Just looking at the unforced error count. 28 now from Djokovic. To go with his 27 winners, 21 unforced errors from Cirundolo to go with his 31 winners. He's waiting in the shadows. Djokovic serves to his backhand. He comes in again, digs out a half volley, but this time the serve came back low and hard, and he couldn't control that half volley on the forehand side. It drifted wide.
And is it me, or is Novak Djokovic serving and volleying more than he normally does?
Definitely.
I know we've talked a lot about Radio Roland Garros, about it being a great tactic on clay. It's very effective against all sorts of players, and we've seen lots of players use it. But this is not something that we see from Novak Djokovic time and time again. And I think since he's had that treatment.
Yeah, and of course, once it stops becoming a surprise tactic, Sirindolo will be able to work out how to deal with it. That backhand is driven into the backhand corner by Djokovic. He got hold of that one okay.
Do you feel that he's perhaps trying to keep the point short?
Which makes sense, obviously, if he's hurting. And equally, Sirindolo has got to do everything he can to make Djokovic come forward. The drop shot obviously is going to work a treat, moving from side to side. Test out that knee. Good serve, and the return's into the net. It is a hole. Djokovic is on the board at last in set number three.
He's still shouting at his team. Hands out.
Taylor Fritz and Casper Ruud will be on court Suzanne Longland shortly for their round of 16 battle. That court has been vacated by Mira Andreeva, who did finally conduct her interview with very decorated-looking Marion Bartoli, who had a free-flowing gown on. I do want to ask you again, your blues and greens seem to merge into one. Djokovic's backhand return is wide.
Well, the blue had nothing to do with it because it was a grey dress.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it was the grey that was green.
No, you said the grey was blue and I said the grey was grey.
So there was no green in it?
There was no green anywhere near it. But, I mean, who knows? That you, I don't know. I often wonder if, and our expert listeners, someone will know this, if colours are gendered. If men and women see colours differently.
Clearly we do.
Well, I just think there might be some evidence to suggest that. And I've had similar arguments at home about this. And I think sometimes what there is just a difference in how we view colours.
15-0, 3-1, Sirindolo serving to the forehand. Deep return from Djokovic, who's racing around, looking okay with his movement there and flicking a great backhand. He's got the ball again. He's driven one down the line. Good defending from Sirindolo. Not a great volley at the net from Djokovic. He would have been passed. He should have been passed. There was a big gap down the line, but Sirindolo couldn't find it.
And if Novak Djokovic can extricate himself from the situation he finds himself in, Sirindolo is going to have to try and forget moments like that, because that was a very, very makeable passing shot. Djokovic was stranded. He was covering the ball. He went to hit the forehand. He knew exactly what he was trying to do. And that could be a big miss.
Forehand return now from Djokovic back down the middle of the court. And there's the drop shot tactic that we've been advocating. It's an obvious one. Djokovic doesn't move from behind his baseline. And Marie from St. Kitts has made a good point as well. She says, depending on how serious the injury or the niggle is, Novak must be thinking towards Wimbledon and the Olympics as well. So would that affect whatever decision he might be contemplating?
Possibly. I mean, I'm not sure he's thinking that far ahead right now. He's probably thinking about the match in front of him. But depends what's wrong, doesn't it? It could just be he slightly strained his knee. It could be a tight hamstring.
Oh, Sirindolo has just blazed a forehand right onto Djokovic's baseline. And Novak just looked down. It wasn't too far away from him, but he was never going to get to it. There was just that look of, oh, he's now finding the lines when he needs to.
I mean, you would assume, whatever the outcome of this match, that Novak Djokovic will go and get, at the very least, an MRI scan, have a look, check out what's happening, and from that point he can make informed decisions.
Well, he managed to block a return there, but Sirindolo smashes an inside-in forehand to win the game and extend his lead to 4-1 in the third set. It's one set all on court Philippe Chatrier after 2 hours and 28 minutes.
But it's a really valid point. This is such a congested time of year anyway, and then you throw the Olympics into that schedule and it's back to back to back major events. And Novak Djokovic has made no secret of the fact that the Olympics is such a huge goal for him. He's been disappointed so many times. He, of course, has got a bronze medal, but he's not a bronze medal kind of a guy, is he, Novak Djokovic? He wants to add that gold to his collection. And we know what that means to him. But as I said, I'm not sure any of that will be going through his head right now, but certainly after the match, that will be something to think about. But he's not right, is he? Whatever is going on is affecting how he's playing.
And because of the serious nature of this match and the state that the world number one finds himself in, our fruit survey has been put on hold, but Lady Eleanor, with her incredibly efficient looking paperwork, has got everything up to speed. I mean, we know exactly how many votes each fruit has got. We do know exactly how many votes each fruit has got. You'll have to stay with Lady E and the Empress until the very end tonight, and it'll be worth doing that because the evening match features Sasha Zverev, who survived a big scare a couple of days ago, up against Olga Runa, who survived a big scare 4 days ago. But both men have made it through to the round of 16. I'm going to very much enjoy listening to you two, and the final fruit tally will be checked at the end of that match, and whatever fruit wins, I will endeavour to bring in and share with the team tomorrow, along with a sharp knife for this pineapple that otherwise is going to wither and die very quickly. Unless you want to try something with your teeth, forehand cross court from Djokovic to win the first point of the sixth game.
Well, Empress Gigi insists that she has found something on YouTube that shows you how to eat a pineapple without cutting it up and without making a mess. I have my doubts, I have to say, and I'm slightly worried about all the technical equipment that we have around here and spending the rest of Roland Garros with a desk that's all sticky. And equipment that's covered in pineapple juice.
Well, you know what happened this morning earlier. I mean, Courtney, who's an accident waiting to happen, he's flooded a hotel, he destroyed a soap dispenser in his Airbnb last week, and today he managed to splatter the remains of my lovely strawberries all over the floor, and Stefan was down under the desk for about 10 minutes. I hastened to add he was down there to clean up the strawberries.
Hurricane Courtney. The whirlwind of Walsh.
Nice little touch from Cerundolo to get back to 15-all, with Djokovic serving at 1-4. Well, I shall look forward to listening to the Empress actually opening that pineapple on air tonight. Djokovic misses his first serve. Shadow now halfway across the court. Second serve to the backhand of Cerundolo. Djokovic is playing another drop shot. Cerundolo is going to get to that. Plays one back. Djokovic is going to get to that. But Cerundolo had covered it, but he was stretching a little awkwardly on his backhand side, and he nets. Might feel, certainly sounds as though he feels he should have done a little better with that. Taylor Fritz and Casper Ruud are warming up on court Suzanne Longlen, ahead of what should be a terrific match between those two. Djokovic, 1-4, 30-15. Going across court with his plus one. Oh, an absolute fizzer of a running forehand winner from Cerundolo.
It's the best shot that he's hit so far in this match, and Novak Djokovic sportingly just turning to applaud him. Was a full-blooded, full-throated running forehand down the line, just caught the line.
Our resident botanical artist, Sandrine, has been in touch about colour and gender. I'll let you read her email in due course. 1-4, 30-all. Forehand return is long from Cerundolo.
Yes, as you can imagine, we have been slightly neglecting your emails and tweets. We just can't take our eyes off this match. Novak Djokovic, well, he's in a bit of trouble here, and he's suddenly starting to look every inch his 37 years.
He is. He's looking to serve to the backhand. Cirundolo is still in a patch of the sunlight behind his baseline. Second serve is returned cross court on the backhand side. Djokovic again looking to end the point as quickly as possible with a backhand down the line. Misses. It's exactly what you've been saying, Eleanor. He doesn't want to be getting involved in, you know, 10, 12, 15 shot rallies.
But he's taking very short steps between points, isn't he? Not quite limping, but not moving with much fluidity as he walks around the court. He's got a touch of the Andy Murray's, you know, where he looks slightly stooped and taking these slow steps.
Well, Cirundolo hasn't made him do anything with that point, though, because the backhand return is netted. So, advantage to Djokovic. Cirundolo goes and stands in that patch of sunlight again, just in front of the president's box on the ad side. Djokovic in shadow at this near end. Bouncing the ball diligently as always. The abbreviated toss-up and then the serve into the net. Back he goes. Cirundolo doesn't really change his return position for the second serve. Serves down the middle. Forehand return is long. Djokovic holds and now goes down on his... what is that, on his haunches? What's that expression? Yes.
Yes.
Sort of squats down. And now walks back towards his chair. I think he's just going to take his cap off because he is now... Well, the court now is... Well, maybe he's not. Predominantly in shadow. He took the cap off. He's changing his racket. He's put the cap back on, though. There is still a patch of the court. Where he's going to go and stand to receive now will be in the sunshine. So he won't get rid of it just yet.
But as the evening draws in here at 7:15 local time in Paris... Obviously, the temperature will drop a little bit. So it may be that he just wanted a racket with a different string tension just to adjust to the conditions.
Serve down the middle is a really good serve. And stretching on the backhand side, Djokovic can't guide the ball into play.
We were watching Djokovic practice earlier on court, Philippe Chatrier. And he was certainly trying out different rackets, different string tensions, just to see what would work best in the conditions.
Cirundolo, 4-2, 15-love. It's one set all. If you're just joining us on Radio Roland Garros, I'm Marcus Buckland alongside Eleanor Preston. Djokovic breezed through the first set, losing just one game, but picked up an injury that we still aren't entirely sure of. Early in the second, had treatment, and ever since then, it's been a totally different match, and he's just pulled out of that exchange altogether. Just did not... attempt to go after a ball that, you know, was not a drop shot by any means. 30-love. I am starting to get very concerned for the world number one. Cirundolo's serving body serve. Pushed back into play. Now the drop shot. Djokovic gets to that. Drops one in return. And the pass is wide from... Cirundolo. Okay, a little bit of hope for Djokovic fans. He did go after that, and he got it.
Well, a little bit of frustration, I think, for Cirundolo fans, because there were many other things he could have done, and Cirundolo just needs to be careful, because Djokovic, like I said, when he's a wounded animal, he will come back at you. Just a few errors from the Argentinian. This could be a more one-sided scoreline.
Stretch forehand return from Djokovic. The plus one is hammered away by Cirundolo. And again, rather weary, pained looking Djokovic just moves across his baseline into the slither of sunlight that is still very apparent on court Philippe Chatrier.
Yes, that shadow now has almost reached the other tram line on the opposite side of the court from the umpire's chair.
And that's a great serve out wide to the Djokovic forehand. It's an ace. That's Cirundolo's first ace of the match. Surprisingly, 189 kilometres an hour. And it extends his advantage in this third set. They sit down with Djokovic poised to serve at 2-5. It's one set all. Casper Ruud and Taylor Fritz are just underway on court Suzanne Longlet.
And if you haven't been tuned in to us, or you've just woken up, or you've been busy, or you've been at work, or I mean, we will accept some excuses for not listening to Radio Roland Garros at least 24 hours a day. But
they have to be pretty good excuses, lady.
They have to be very, very good excuses. But you may have missed Daniil Medvedev is out of the tournament, beaten, of course, by Alex Dimonor. I think the first time the Australians have had a player at this stage of the tournament on the men's side for 20 years or so. So
wow.
Obviously, they had a champion here with Ashley Barty in 2019. A big result for Alex Dimonor. Certainly a huge upset. Having dropped the first set, managed to come back. I'm sure Courtney Walsh is going to have to do a bit of work typing out reports on that one. I mean, about time, frankly.
Well, yeah, unless he's going around breaking things.
He's very busy.
He's very clumsy.
A note on colour from Sandrine, your usual resident botanical artist here. I love that we have a resident botanical artist. I haven't been in touch yet this year, but I'm here. We all indeed see colours differently, but it is not depending on gender. It depends on how many rods and cones we have in our eyes, which defines how much colour we see and how much we see them.
Mm.
If you see two different colours, it's not because you're male and female. It's because Marcus and Simon are wrong and you're right.
She does not say that, does she? No, she doesn't. I've got her email. How many rods and cones have you got in your eyes? That attempted forehand inside in down the line from Djokovic misses, serving to stay in the set. Rods and cones?
I know. I feel further reading may be required.
Yes. Well, further treatment is probably required for Novak Djokovic as he desperately attempts to stay in this set. That'll help. Ace out wide to the backhand. Ace number four for Djokovic.
And he's needed them. Certainly the best way of keeping the point short is to serve an ace.
Can he find another one here? He's looking to go to the forehand. Deep return, half volley from Djokovic. Now he plays a forehand low across the court. Miss hit forehand from Cerundolo. Just what Novak needs. A couple of relatively stress-free points. Thudding sound of a ball girl returning to her position at the back of the court. Now the sound of the balls being bounced again by Djokovic. Goes down the middle. That's a good serve. Stretch forehand return is way long. Kasper Ruud held on to his opening service game against Taylor Fritz on court Suzanne Longlen. Surprise early today in the men's doubles. The Tsitsipas brothers knocked out the fourth seeds. Terrific day for Stefanos and his younger brother. And that's another good serve from Djokovic. Cerundolo was stretching on his forehand side. He went back across court. There was no control. So that is a comfortable hold. But now the hard work really begins for the world number one, because Cerundolo has got an opportunity to serve out for a 2-1 lead. I suspect the crowd will get very involved over the next few minutes. Crowd over on the right-hand side from where we're looking, still bathed in sunshine. And Cerundolo is ready, with the court now completely in shadows. Forehand return from Djokovic onto his backhand, to the backhand side of the Argentinian, who then makes room for himself, tries to go for the inside-in forehand and nets.
And again, just littering the play with a few errors, Cerundolo.
Here comes that crowd involvement. Love 15. Oh, awkward serve. Djokovic got it back, but it reared at him. And he, again, just looked really uncomfortable on his feet. And now he's put his hand up to his head, wandering around like a lost soul behind his baseline. 5-3, 15 all. Cerundolo waits. Now he serves to the backhand. Deep return from Djokovic. Off forehand from Cirundolo. Cross court on the backhand from Djokovic. Double hander again from Djokovic to the double hander of Cirundolo. They're exchanging backhands until Cirundolo opens up an off forehand. It's a clean winner. Just took one step to his left. Opened up his forehand wing, which can be absolutely ruthless. That was 30-15.
And each of those forehands, those whipping, ferocious forehands of Cirundolo's, well, that will further just chip away at Novak Djokovic.
It's a very soft serve, but Djokovic wasn't able to capitalise on it. And then the forehand down the line from Cirundolo is long. He's annoyed with himself. 152 kilometres an hour, only that serve. Sometimes you vary things up, it can surprise the receiver. Djokovic didn't really capitalise on that. Didn't matter, though. Right, crucial couple of points here. Djokovic could get himself back on serve, or he could find himself by 2-1 in a real battle facing the wrong way. Cirundolo's missed his first serve. Oh, the second serve. Guess what? His best friend, the net cord, has come to his rescue again. Fifth time, I reckon, Elena.
Certainly. And Djokovic was... took that with equanimity. And that's...
Radio Roland-Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland-Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland-Garros.
Roland-Garros.
That was a great first serve from Cirundolo, one of the best he's played in this game. There was no taking the power off on that occasion, was there?
No, and it kicked up a little bit as well. Djokovic was trying to take it early, flew off his strings, and that brings up a set point for Francisco Cirundolo to open up a 2-1 lead. He served to the forehand. The return is into the bottom of the net from Novak Djokovic, who again is walking very, very gingerly back to his chair. Now we're going to keep a close eye on him, of course. And he looked at the umpire, but he's sitting down. He's having a word with the umpire. There's no sign that he's saying, that's it, I quit. But if he's going to win this match now, Elena, a match that's already been on court for 2 hours and 45 minutes, having come through a 4-hour, 29-minute contest in the early hours of yesterday morning, he's going to have to surprise, I think, even us with a demonstration of resilience.
He's just having a conversation with the umpire now. We can't quite hear what they're saying. But I'm wondering if Djokovic is asking if he can have further treatment.
Cirundolo's gone off court. Djokovic is just sitting there. The conversation has been completed. They're painting the court again. Ah, here comes the physio. So he is able to have some more treatment.
So whether he can have a full medical timeout, which would be 3 minutes, or whether this is just a quick assessment.
It's a shame we can't hear. Quite often you are able to decipher these sorts of conversations. So we've got the trainer, we've got the doctor, we've got the tournament organiser. What's his official title, Wayne McEwen?
Referee.
Referee, sorry, yeah. He's there, he's put a sweater on. And we've got our four friends with the hose. Almost, it's a fifth one involved this time. Although he's sort of leaning against the... Oh, I think he's in charge of actually turning the tap on and off at the side there. So Djokovic surrounded by three men.
Actually, three men and a woman in the middle.
Where's the woman?
the third figure that you can see on the far side of the court. There are five of them all together. One of them's female.
Oh, with the hoses?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said there was a woman surrounding Djokovic. I thought I've lost my eyesight.
No, sorry. I was talking about the hoses.
Oh, yes, the hoses. You're quite right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's three men and a woman, and the other guy who's in charge of, I think, the power with which the water comes out of the hose. Right, the doctor has done his bit.
The physio is off.
Did I don't know if Novak was given a tablet?
Really hard to see from this angle, and we weren't able to see it on our TV monitor, but perhaps you've eagle-eyed, if you're doing what lots of people do, which is to have Radio Roland Garros in your ears and watching things on TV, sometimes you see things that we don't.
Mm.
I think what we can all see is that Novak Djokovic is in trouble here. He's physically impaired. Things are not going his way. He looks disconsolate sitting at change of ends. He's got a heavy frown. The brow is furrowed. He's staring straight ahead. I wonder what's going through his mind. Is it a decision whether to continue or not?
Well,
I mean, he's not a player who retires.
He isn't, but as you rightly said, it's such a congested time of the year, and despite the fact that he's not won a title so far in 2024, I think he'll go to Wimbledon as most people's favourites on grass. So does he start to think, I do not want to risk hindering my grass court campaign, and then the Olympic challenge, which is almost immediately after Wimbledon? Casper Ruud has broken early against Taylor Fritz. Fritz has an immediate chance to break back. Ruud serving at 2-love, 30-40. Start of set number four. How the situation has changed since Simon Cambers was last up here. When he left, Novak had just won the first set, looked to be totally comfortable, but it's all gone wrong for him since then. Simon will be taking over from us shortly, and I'm assuming that because the other person hasn't arrived yet, it'll be Sophie Amiak. Sophie's delivering ice creams, is she? Novak wins the first point of the fourth game, which prompts a little conversation between Surindalo and his box again. That's been an ongoing chat. We've got this sort of almost stunned silence around Chatrier. Just about everybody thought Novak was going to pick up his 370th Grand Slam win today. That's a really deep return from Surindalo. Djokovic onto his forehand, down the line, shortish balls. Now he plays a double hander. The drop shot from Surindalo doesn't make it to the net. It's his 20th straight appearance at Roland Garros. He's won 94 times here, Novak. Only one man, you know who, has managed more. Rafa with 112. Maybe that's going to be his final tally. Maybe not. Need to go down the middle. So where's Sophie gone delivering these ice creams to, and why hasn't she brought one here? Typical.
Leon.
30 love. Backhand return from Surindalo. Now he's onto his forehand. Off forehand, just wide.
Still moving quite gingerly is Djokovic. Slowly, somewhat cautiously. As we've said, there have been moments where his movement, particularly lateral movement, side to side, has looked okay, but other moments where he does appear crocked.
Ace Djokovic.
Certainly served well.
194 kilometres an hour. It's ace number five. Jody's got back in touch and says, if Novak really is injured, why doesn't he just retire?
Because I suppose it, at the moment, he doesn't know the extent of the injury. He knows how he's feeling. He knows how uncomfortable it is. One of the questions that players will normally ask the physio teams when they come on is it going to get worse if I keep playing on this? And that really is the most important question. Could he do himself more damage? You know, injuries, if he can get some treatment on it, if he gets a court, if it's not as serious as he fears and we fear, and he has a day off tomorrow, who knows? You know, we're talking about an opportunity to win a Grand Slam title here. We're talking about, you know, a man who is at the age of 37, how many more Grand Slam titles will he win? So it's easy for us when we're watching to say, why doesn't he just retire? But actually, it's not that simple a decision. You're asking him to give up an enormous amount in doing that.
I've just been physically assaulted by Sophie Amiak while you were chatting there.
I know. Is Sophie okay?
Yeah, well... So, yeah, thanks, Eleanor. Surrenderlo, love on 15, love... Jan's been in touch, says, I've got the TV on. Djokovic was given some medication at the end of that set. Deep ball from Djokovic, forehand now. The off forehand, that's more like it. Hang on, there is a bit of life in the old dog yet.
I think it's very soon to write Djokovic off. It's always too soon to write Djokovic off, whatever the situation, however he's looking, whatever gesticulations he makes to his team or however much treatment he gets. You could still see Djokovic coming through this match. I could still see Djokovic winning this in five sets.
Well, now that Sophie's finished giving ice creams to everybody else and Surrenderlo comes in with a mid-court ball that he puts away to go to 30-15 in his first service game of this fourth set. It's probably an opportune moment to bid adieu for now to Lady Eleanor, who'll be back for the night session. And, of course, at the end of that, the eagerly anticipated result of your favourite fruit will be confirmed.
There needs to be a jingle for that.
There does. And also, during the evening session, we're hoping that the Empress is going to demonstrate how you can open a pineapple without a knife. Drop shot from Djokovic. Surrenderlo gets there, drop shots him back, and Djokovic doesn't get there.
Sophie's demonstrating it right now.
So all you need to
One
do
of the
is
most
just
frightening
throw
sights
the,
in the world. Just, Sophie holding up.
Just throw the pineapple on the ground, and it'll open up.
That will make a mess.
As opposed to a coconut, because it's a softer skin.
Sophie's now professing great knowledge of the ananas. She's swiveling from side.
You know what?
Sophie,
I'm
gone.
So tired of you and your fruit thing.
Yeah?
Because I have people texting
I've
me.
I've got people.
I've got people.
People
texting me from their, from my country, my other country in America, saying, I love this fruit. I love that fruit. I love this fruit. And I'm like, really? Do we have to talk more about fruit? So here's what my friend Misty. Misty, I'm going to give her a shout here. My favorite fruit, grapefruit.
Yeah.
Add it to the list. You're responsible for adding to that list for the next hour and a half.
Oh, is there a winner? Is there something again? A prize?
Yes.
Every time that somebody wins, like, there's never a prize or
that
anything.
Bread is still around.
They get an evening out with you, Sophie.
And
the runner-up gets
watermelon.
Two evenings out with you.
Nobody put watermelon yet? No.
Yes, watermelon's on there somewhere.
In the summer.
It's 40-30 Surrenderlo. Forehand cross-court from Djokovic. I'll say goodbye after this point. High ball.
Not
is
enough.
Long from Djokovic. So, I'm heading off. A fascinating situation here. Surrenderlo's levelled at 1-1. He's leading by 2-1. What's coming next? We'll find out with Sophie Amiak and Simon Cambers.
Au revoir. Au revoir, Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus. Well, it is interesting. We talk about retirements. Why isn't Djokovic retiring? Well, because probably he thinks he can still win. But I would say he's retired, I was looking this up earlier, 14 times in his career.
Yeah, which is
A lot of them when he was young. Hasn't retired since the US Open 2019 when he had a shoulder injury against Wawrinka.
You know who's never retired yet on the women's side? She's young, though, but still.
Who, Mira Andreeva?
No, Sabalenka. Never retired in any matches in her career so far.
Good stat.
Mm-hmm.
Djokovic serves at 1-1, backhand into the corner of the backhand side of Surrenderlo. Djokovic suddenly moving pretty well. Certainly moving fine to his backhand side. And with Djokovic, you just never know.
Well, you know what's tough is when you play against somebody who's injured.
Yeah.
Or somewhat injured. Because you're on the other side going, aha, do I have to change something? Should I keep playing the same way? And then especially when someone who's injured all of a sudden comes back and is able to maybe beat you. It's, you know, it's tough. So you have to really stay with it. Play your game. Try to really forego and forget what's across the net.
Yeah, I mean, Surrenderlo knows that this is a massive opportunity for him. As he returns the Djokovic serve, plays the backhand straight down the middle, gets a little help off the tape and then misses a backhand. Djokovic sort of stumbles to his left. Again, looking back at the clay. I mean, he blamed the clay for the injury. He was telling the umpire, the supervisor, you screwed my knee. They said, because he wanted the court swept more than it was being swept. Usually they only sweep the court after the sets.
He's lucky he was not playing in the 90s, I tell you. Nobody swept the court for five setters.
I think it was swept up to the third set.
No, it was not swept at all.
Really?
They never swept the court. I think they swept